Straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good thing.
What's up, my friends? This is Oral Stimulation. You're, of course, here with me, Melissa, and my co-toast, Alex.
Co-toast?
Co-toast, because you're brown and delicious, yeah?
It's not even breakfast time.
So you're perfect any time of the day.
Dude, I want you so bad right
now. Ooh, it is on tonight. You're listening to us on XM 165 and, of course, SkidRowStudios.com. If you'd like to call in and join the show, the number is 800-893-9562. Of course, you can also keep up with us live on Twitter at OralStim. Email us, oralstim@gmail.com. And my favorite way to connect with you guys, facebook.com/oralstimulationradio.
Damn, that was a mouthful, Melissa.
Oh, yeah, it was, just like you are. Alex, it's just you and me tonight in the cocoon. Of course, we have Mindy on the board. We love her, but...
What's up?
Austin's not here. There's no people in the audience out there.
Yeah, you and I.
It's so cozy in here.
Which is actually kind of good because tonight is actually a good night because we get to do what? We get to answer all the questions and all the emails that we've been getting.
Yeah, everyone's been submitting these really interesting questions to us. And I don't know why they want our advice. I mean.
Because I think they base it on, you know, like the experience we have. We always talk about relationships or, you know, like the raw dog rant, the raw dog, raw dog randoms that we do.
We do have a lot of experience.
So I think as far as that goes, I think we could always benefit or help them out in relationships, whether it be sexual or not, maybe just friendships.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff. Well, I'm excited to get into it. But first, let's talk about your weekend. This was supposed to be the weekend we got married.
I know, you heartbreaker, you.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. I'll get over it.
I have a lot going on.
Well, we can make up for it.
How was Vegas?
It was cool, actually. The weather was really nice. We drove in late Friday. Probably didn't get in until early morning. We went in did a little gallivanting for the first couple hours.
Explain your gallivanting.
Because we got in like late night.
Austin was with you too.
Yeah, Austin and one of my good friends, Mikey, was with us. We were out there for Jimmy Vu's birthday.
Was Grab My Ass Mike Ty there?
No, Mike Ty wasn't with us this time.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I wonder what he was doing.
He put out a swagalicious new video recently.
Really?
Yep. Melodic Mike.
Shout out to Melodic Mike. Reaching out to people. Touching lives. Life coaching his way through.
Bridging the gap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, we ended up going out and it was cool because at that time a lot of people were coming out of the clubs. So everyone was already intoxicated and having a good time. So we kind of took advantage and made fun of some of those people and had fun.
Nice.
In more ways than one.
Where did you guys stay?
We were actually at the Palazzo. It was really nice.
Ooh, that's really nice.
Yeah, all the rooms were like sweet. Yeah, it was really nice actually. I've been there a couple times. I never stayed there.
With the remote control curtains.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You're intrigued by that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to clap. I thought they would go up and down the club, but that didn't happen. We had a nice view of the golf course over at the Wynn, which was really cool.
Did you meet any girls?
Yeah, actually, we met one girl. She was like a life-size Barbie. Shout out to Amy.
Creepy life-size Barbie?
Well, probably skinnier
Russian
than a life-size
Barbie?
No, she was actually a hot little thing.
Really?
We were talking back and forth, and I loved her. She was very honest and very blunt.
Is that a good thing? Was she drunk?
No. Well, I think maybe afterwards she was. She was supposed to come out with us that night, and she ended up not coming out. Mm. Austin and I were trying to pig roast her.
What?
I don't know if she was down for that.
Wait. Back up.
What?
Pig roast her?
It's kind of like a variation of the Eiffel Tower.
Okay.
But,
explain.
No, explain what, the position?
Yeah.
No, come on. None
I've never been pig roasted.
Do you want to be? If Austin was here, we could have done
it.
If
Austin was here. I think I understand.
I mean.
Of course, Minnie would know. She's our sex expert.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I've been telling everyone about how you made guys slap their dicks on watermelons.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You're so badass, Mindy.
Mindy is bad.
You're my hero.
Actually, shout out to Mindy for playing drums right before the show.
Oh, she's so good.
She kicks ass, by the way.
I wish our audience out there could hear her, because that's like one of my favorite parts of coming in the studio now.
Seeing me practice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They Mindy. Can hear if they go to facebook.com/dangerouslysleazy1 because
dangerously
I'm in this band.
Sleazy one.
There you
called
go.
Dangerously Sleazy because I'm dangerously sleazy.
But you don't wear a skirt anymore playing drums.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, if anybody's out there, please support Mindy. She's actually really badass on the drums. Girls that play drums, so how nice hot is that? That's hot.
It is hot.
Yeah.
I might take home a girl that plays drums.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think there are too many out there, so Mindy might be one of your options.
I don't want to do anything weird with fruit, though. I don't. I feel like she's going to talk me into things I'm not ready
but
for.
But I got this cucumber and this banana.
Have you ever experimented with fruit? Either one of you? Have either one of you experimented with fruit at all?
Maybe.
Well, besides, I know Mindy's story, but.
The other day I was washing a cucumber and I was like, man, this is like nature's studded dildo right here.
You were erotically washing it.
Kinda.
I was
mostly
more
you never
hungry.
Have?
Oh yeah. There was this time with a banana.
A banana?
Yeah.
Would you deep throat it or did you insert it places inside you? Both?
No. I've stuck a lot of bananas in my mouth, but only one went in my pussy.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty dirty.
Plantain.
Ew.
That's what Austin is
called. I like the brown ones best.
The brown ones?
Just kidding. The brown ones don't stay hard. That's not any take on you or anything, Alex.
No,
just
no offense taken. They have pills for that. I can pop a Viagra, Cialis. I'm going to go.
Stop.
I'll be good. Why are you laughing?
What else is going on? Friday and Saturday.
We will be where?
Friday and Saturday, I will be at Outfest in L.A.
Outfest? What the heck is Outfest?
Yeah, it's LGBT film festival.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
I'm really excited. In L.A. I don't know. Look it up.
You're terrible.
I know. You can find it on Facebook.
I set you up to plug something.
Well, no, because I work for an organization called Millennioscope Entertainment Foundation, which advocates for positive GLBT images in the media.
Nice.
So I'll be up there doing a little networking.
And then Saturday, we will be at AdultCon.
Yay!
I know where that's at, the LA Convention Center.
I'm so excited for that. Me, you, and Austin, we're going to rule the school, huh?
I think Austin and I are probably trying to sneak into the Kings game for a little bit and then head over.
You guys can't leave me with all those pretty,
no, well, the
skinny,
game's at,
tall
the,
girls.
The game's at 1. We'll go to the game, and then after, we'll go to have some fun.
Oh, I see how it is.
Oh, yeah.
I have to be out in the hot sun. You guys are going to be out.
In the hot sun? It's indoors. What are you talking about?
No, Outfest. I think it's...
Oh, is it outdoors?
Yeah, it's like outside some theaters or something. I don't know. It's going to be awesome.
Cool.
That's where we'll be. So come find us.
So crazy stories to tell.
Are you ready for those?
For what?
For these questions from our listeners.
Well, actually, it's kind of cool because I'm really excited to give back. You know, we get a lot of support and love from our listeners, either like, you know, through
Bags
their Facebook.
Skills. Oh.
Well, yeah, you do.
I do.
Every time you see somebody we know, like you get like this like fan support or love.
It's
you get
so
all your
cool.
groupies, they give you bags of Skittles and they want the blowjob right then and there.
Yeah.
I see next time somebody gives you a bag of Skittles, you open them up, put them in your mouth and tell them, go.
No, because I saw a bag of Skittles in your back pocket earlier.
Yeah?
You're just trying to tease me. You're just trying to set it up, aren't you?
Yeah, I just feel like sucking on one of your nipples or something right now.
Ooh, really?
Maybe. I'm going to hold back.
We'll talk about that after the show.
Yeah.
On the drive home.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
What?
Got a little naughty in the car?
Yeah, I think everyone kind of has. One way or the other.
Mindy's like waving over there. I think Mindy has.
Mindy, do you have a story to share?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Oh, just once when I was really horny, but I was at work as a pizza delivery driver and I whacked it while delivering a pizza. Driving the car on the way to deliver a pizza.
Oh my God, Mindy.
Sometimes you gots to. I mean, I did it like over the undies so my hands weren't sticky or anything.
Is that in Iowa?
Yeah, that's
in Iowa. Okay. I figured.
I don't know what to say to that.
That's what happens
Wait,
in the Midwest.
I want to ask, what got you in the mood?
I don't, sometimes it just like comes, and also, you know, sometimes riding in a car because of how it's like bouncing.
Oh, yeah, if you're wearing the right pair of jeans.
There's a lot of potholes in Iowa. Yeah.
There you go.
It seemed like something I should do. I used to whack it when I worked at a hotel overnight. I'd go to the bathroom.
You know what? I used to take a vibrator with me when I would see my boyfriend late at night. And then I had a really long drive home, and I would use it to stay awake.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, on those dark, the 73.
Not to drive home.
Car rides. Yeah. Actually,
I should try that driving home, jacking off, driving home.
It's a really good idea.
I think it'd be easier for the ladies and the guys, because guys, you're like,
you gotta get those tinted windows.
Somebody pull up next to you. What the fuck's he doing?
Yeah. Girls, you can do it kind of discreetly.
Kind of.
A little.
Like, you have that 1 foot up on the dashboard, though, and like, people can tell.
Yeah, well, speaking of being aroused.
Yes.
One of our first questions we have is from who?
From Jay.
Yeah, and?
I want to know how old Jay is, because this question is ridiculous.
All right, we'll read the question.
I'm just going to read it straight to you.
Okay.
The question is, do girls feel something when guys suck the clits, like the thing hanging out of the vagina?
Well, that's a question for you.
I'm actually going to turn that around and ask Jay, do guys feel something when someone is sucking on their cock?
Well, yeah, they want to
of course.
They want to like blow in your face.
Blow on your face?
Well, shoot, like their jizz in your face.
I mean, a clit has nerve endings, just like the tip of a cock.
You know what? Even like when I eat a girl out, like I'll be down there and I'll be like, I'll kind of like hum a little bit. See, and then get like a little vibration going.
Some girls are really, really sensitive right there. Like you, like for me, for example, you can't even touch it. Touch around it, but don't actually go there because it's just
really
too much. Yeah.
But I've seen girls like go like fucking ape shit, like just rubbing it like fucking
it.
1,000 miles per hour. Wait, does that like a turn on though?
Yeah, of course.
Like I've seen girls just get like crazy on that and just like go back and forth.
Yeah, I mean it's different for every girl. Just like for every guy, some guys want their cock bitten off. Some guys are
no.
Yeah.
No guy would want their dick bitten off.
Oh, some do. But
and you would do that?
I wouldn't bite it off or drop blood or anything, but a little chew.
Oh man, I can't even think of that right now. That's terrible.
That's what I'm saying. Listen to your partner.
All right.
Don't just go forth with teeth.
Well, I'm going to listen to you. You tell me what you want.
Okay. Be gentle. That's what I want.
Okay. Nice and slow.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty rough with guys, unless I like you. Then I'll be gentle with you. But, always be gentle with
you. Do guys bring that out in you? Like that kind of like the animal where you get kind of crazy like that? Or do you just do it because you don't give a fuck about the guy and you want to see what you could get away with?
I mean,
do you kind of push the button a little bit?
Sometimes. I've been with guys in the past where I just really, it wasn't going to go anywhere. You know, it was just whatever. And I was kind of rough with them. And
like rough? Like, are you talking about like just like scratching, like slapping them, choking them.
Nails. No, I don't choke people.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think what you're...
Just nails. Nails in the back.
Like digging in?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say like if you ever ride a guy on top, you like dig his nails, your nails into his chest.
Yeah. Leave a few marks.
You ever do like a quick like surprise, like a thumb up the ass?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I've employed lots of things up the ass. But that comes later in the relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gentle. I'm nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
I am, really. But if I like a guy...
But I think there's times when somebody just brings it out in you. You know what I mean? I think there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
I think there's a time to be like very slow and seductive and sensual.
Passionate.
And let the foreplay like lead up to it. And I think there's times when it's just like, you know, you just want to go and fuck like animals and get crazy.
Oh, what if... Have you ever teased a girl with like a month of foreplay?
A month?
Oh my God.
I don't know about that. That's a long time.
It's just, like you can't wait to get with someone, but you know you want to wait because you know it's going to be so good. Have you ever had that?
No, actually, it sounds more like a fetish type thing for me. And to kind of see what you get away with, like kind of like the overpowering.
Oh,
like,
The tease.
Which actually reminds me of Abraham's question.
Actually, that is a very good lead-in. Nice work. Abraham asked, hey guys, well, the question I want to ask, what has been the weirdest fetish you've heard about? To my surprise, I've ran into many people with weird fetishes.
Well, you already know what mine is.
What?
My friend pooping on his wife's chest.
Yeah, you love that though. That's
weird. No, I think
fetish.
That's fucking nuts. But
you would never want someone to do it?
No.
Okay. Well, I hesitate to even bring this up, but he asked the question and I am a pretty honest person. Now, I'm not into this. Alex is not into this. Mindy is not into this. I don't know anybody who is into this. However,
what is it?
When we were recording our promo,
yeah,
we were talking about that death fetish thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where people actually kill people in porn.
Yeah, that one's weird. That one's too scary for me.
That's so freaky. What if you don't know and you're just like friends and they're like, hey, come to a party. And then all of a sudden,
you're dead.
They're fucking you literally to death.
Well, that's a good way to go out, I guess.
So you're talking about like snuff films?
Yeah.
A lot of them are fake, but I'm sure there's real ones.
Yeah, but they say if it's fake, then it's not even like part
considered
of the genre.
That way, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But they have to portray it one way or the other.
Sick.
That's kind of weird,
I've
right?
I've seen a few documentaries on such things.
God. Yeah.
There's
it's kind of nuts,
one.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's just stop talking about it. There's another okay. one. Formicophilia.
Which what the heck is that?
It most often happens actually in developing countries like the Philippines.
Developing? We're a developed country, by the way.
The Philippines is?
Yeah.
All the islands?
All the islands. Mm. It depends how what the tide is.
I'm going to Wikipedia that one later. It's actually where you get off by having live bugs crawling on you.
Oh, man.
Like the those heck? Giant hissing cockroaches?
They're flying, by the way.
They fly too?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen people eat the worms out of the trees?
No, what the heck?
Have you ever done that?
Why do you always go straight to Food Network? We're talking about fetishes.
That's kind of a combination of everything.
Food?
Yeah. And then, of course, we can't forget the Japanese who come up with all kinds of crazy weirdness.
Yeah, they're like weird, right?
Yeah, they are.
I fucked a couple of Japanese girls in my past.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Do they do it with like little white underwear on? That's what I imagine it would be like.
No, but one of them that I was with, she didn't shave her pussy.
At all?
No, at all.
Is that like she a thing hairy. With Asian girls?
I don't know. No, actually, all the girls I've been with, they're just pretty clean shaved.
Yeah, but they're like American Asian.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It was just weird. Like
authentic Asian, I wonder. It just makes me think they've got like probably really hairy pussies.
Well, I think yes or no. I think there's still some kind of, you know, take care of themselves one way or the other.
Burusera.
And what the heck is Burusera?
That is where guys get off to girls' underwear.
Okay.
And now, no, actually, like, you know, you can get it in vending machines and whatever, but actually there's, I don't even know how this is, there's situations where a guy can pay a girl to sniff her underwear while she's wearing it.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Only in Japan, right?
Yeah, probably.
They're fucking nuts.
Or little Tokyo, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure they're probably closer than
They do weird stuff over there. I had a friend who went over there and he told me he went to a restaurant. It was Nopon Shabu Shabu, which means no pants. And basically, like, it's mirrored floors and the waitresses walk around in little skirts with no underwear on.
So everybody's looking down.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm looking. I dropped my quarter.
Yeah. It's like the Asian Hooters, I guess.
Hooters doesn't have mirrors on their floor.
No, but they've got boobs like coming out in your face. This has pussies coming out
from underneath. Well, it's kind of weird because I'm like that. It's like, you know, it's there, but it's not. It's kind of sneaky and sexy, but, you know, it's kind of hidden.
Yeah.
Very provocative.
I don't know. Let's move on to Rachel's question. Rachel. She said, I've always heard that when a person gets jealous, it's because they actually care. So if a man doesn't get jealous, should that be cause for concern? And I know you've got an opinion on this one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've always said like Jay-Z quoted, jealousy is a female trait, you know? I mean, I always say like, I think jealousy is actually like a bad thing in a relationship. I mean, I don't think you really need to show that. I mean, I'll check a bitch quick if I need to. But it's more like if she's acting out or if she's acting a fool, something like that.
Like if she's trying to make you jealous.
Well, no, if she's trying to make me jealous, I think she's playing games. I think she's insecure with herself. And if she, see something like that, I mean, I do have a firm stance on it. Because look, if you and I are together And if you're going to go play games, like you want to make me jealous, then something's not right. Like, no games, I'm done.
Yeah, if there's jealousy, there's something else breaking down.
Yeah, I mean, at that end, I mean, look, we should be into each other in love. Forget about the rest. Fuck the world. Just me and you. Nobody else.
Yeah.
At that point, you know, we have each other's back. Because the only ones in the relationship are you and I.
Right.
It's, you know, why should you go elsewhere for me to prove how much I loved you when you already know? If I express it to you daily, you know what I mean? So for you to go and make me jealous or do something like that, I don't know. I don't have time for that. Those immature games.
No, I totally agree.
They need to grow up.
But speaking of games, what about lying by omission? You know, I like to do that. But I feel like, okay, if someone asks me a question straight out, I'm going to answer it. Because I've always gotten caught in my lies and then I just look stupid. Like, why were you lying? Oh, I didn't want to tell you. Well, now I know. Oh, you know?
Well, I'm a believer where, like, we've always talked about this. Like, the key to relationships is communication. So I think that's really built on trust and honesty. You know what I mean? And in turn, like, you build that loyalty and respect toward each other. So, like, you should always be truthful one way or the other.
Yeah, you should think about why you feel the need to lie.
You know what?
From your own guilt or because the person's crazy.
Well, no, I think once you start lying, you lie to yourself and you get caught in the lie. It's like, you know, like I'm asking like, hey, how do you feel today? I'm doing fine. You straight up just lie to me when you're probably miserable inside.
Are you talking about me right now?
No, I'm just saying in general.
Is my nose dripping on you?
No, but I'm
you
just...
can tell, huh?
No, but no. My point is it's like, you know, then it becomes you lied. You just lie unconsciously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, what's up? And you could be like, oh, I'm whatever the case is. I'm good. I'm fine. But really, you're not. You're lying to yourself and you're lying to the other person. And that just turns sour. And that's not good.
Oh, that totally makes sense.
Like, you want to build upon it. You want to grow together. I think something like that, you grow apart and further away. It's hard to build on that, you know?
Yeah. No, I completely agree. Don't lie, people. There's no reason. Just work through the issue. She had another question for us.
There's a follow-up? Damn, Rachel's pretty deep, huh?
These are
probably the deepest questions so far.
I know. I kind of want to know what's going on.
See how the guys... Or they're more like simple.
Clit, I just wanted to hear you say
it. The women get deep. You say clit, huh?
Would you say divorces are less likely to occur if marriages are more traditional, with the woman being the housewife while the husband is the provider? I say absolutely not, because that was one of the causes for my divorce. I felt incredibly stifled. I wasn't able to grow outside the home. I really didn't have any outside interests. And so I finally just said, fuck it, to the whole thing and decided to become my own person. So
that's kind of rough. I mean, I think ideally if I was in a position where I could have my wife be a housewife and do the whole thing. I mean, what woman would really say no to that?
Me.
You would really say no to that?
Yeah.
You need to constantly be busy?
Yeah. I want to be a full, fulfilled person.
Well, what if you're like a soccer mom?
No, that's fine, but your kids are going to grow up and then you're nothing.
No, you go back to your husband and you guys start all over again.
But that's, your husband is developing this whole life outside and you're sitting at home waiting for him. Your kids grow up,
but then
you're still really, I mean, nothing, basically.
He's
got his whole outside career, all of his friends.
No, at that point, he could retire. You guys could travel the world together, do whatever the heck you want to do.
But you've never developed your own life.
Well, I think prior to that, you know what I mean?
Like before you have kids?
Yeah, I mean...
I don't think a woman's life should end just because she has kids.
No, I agree with you. I think that's the beginning. I think people, like as a parent, I think they embrace it.
Yeah, but so you think that she should be at home, not, you know...
Well, I mean... Kids grow fast. I think you should enjoy it as much as you can.
They don't grow that fast.
Well, faster than you think. I mean, me personally, I don't know, but I mean, I have like a lot of nieces and nephews, and I mean, you know, I think kids grow fast. I think that's what I hear. You enjoy them while you can.
Here's the thing. My kids threw my house keys out the window when I was driving on the freeway today.
What?
If I didn't have the ability to come... here and and just kind of release some of that insane anger that's building up, I would be at home stewing, probably drinking, losing my shit.
Well, you need to check your kids. Give them a good spanking.
I got the wooden spoon in the car.
There you go. Handle it. Check them. Put them in their place.
I'm just saying, you've got to develop a life outside your kids, outside the home, outside of your husband. Your husband didn't find you because you were going to be a great housewife.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think you're going to build that whole thing on that way. I mean, I think you want to have a life, and I think you will have a life. I don't think it's going to be based upon that. That's kind of weird.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think marriages would last longer if they were based on traditional roles. Go be yourself. Go live your life. Go fly a plane. Do whatever you want. Find someone who grows with you and who supports you.
Okay. Huh. Next question.
Next question. Hi, Melissa and Alex. I have a question about anal sex. Alex's favorite, and of course, you're listening to Oral Stimulation on XM165 and SkidRowStudios.com. I have had 3 girlfriends, now ex-girlfriends, that loved it. I don't like it myself, but if I run into another girl that likes anal, what advice would you give me? I want to please her, but I have no idea what to do. And this is signed Down the Rabbit Hole, No Lazy Girls Allowed, maybe one. There's room for one lazy girl in everybody's life.
You.
Yeah.
And only you.
Oh, yeah.
My little pillow princess. Mm.
Okay, now what were you telling me about that? Because you've been calling me a lazy whore. I decided the nickname is now pillow princess. And you said that's only for lesbians, but I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it and run with it.
You will take it. You're absolutely right.
I will take it. I'll do nothing with it.
The whole anal thing, I think that's one of the things I think, like, as a guy, it's like they want to take that from a girl. You know, they want to snatch that because they've, you know, obviously they could fuck the pussy whenever they want or the cases, but like to fuck the ass. I mean, I know guys are probably like against it. So I have some friends that are for it, some that are against it. But I think at that point, like that's something they want to conquer. It's like something that they could say like they own. So I think it's like a glorified thing for him to do it. Actually, I think it'd be kind of cool if he had that way. You know what I mean? If a girl's like saying, hey, fuck me in the ass. I mean, I prefer to do the vagina hole, but.
So you like doing anal?
Do I what?
Do you like sticking your dick in a girl's anal hole?
Yeah, if I had opportunity, I would do it.
Okay, but it sounds like he doesn't like it. So what can he do instead?
If he's forced to? Well, I don't know. You're creative. What would you?
I would go on adamandeve.com.
What? And do what?
Well, first I would enter the promo code SkidRow, and then I would pick up some anal toys or beads. But you have to be very careful here. It has got to be anal toys. Do not stick any old banana or Sharpie marker or
plunger
or anything in the ass, because the muscles can clench up and suck that thing in, and then you're on your way to the emergency room to have it officially removed.
Dang, do you have friends that work in the ER?
I don't.
I have friends that they told me stories. They're crazy.
See, a lot of people, I guess, come in and say they've sat on things. Like, the weirdest one I ever heard was a guy had a lemon shoved up his ass.
A lemon?
Yeah. He said he slipped
to make lemonade
in the shower.
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember where I heard that, but I will never forget it.
Just a little tip for you and your listeners. There is definitely a webpage where medical doctors share x-rays of all the wonderful things stuck in. Yeah, lots of bottles, curling irons. And there were some like horror stories too. Like one guy got a light bulb stuck up there and they were afraid it was going to break in there. And weird.
Yeah, shotgun
shells.
What? Oh, man.
I slipped on the curling iron.
Yeah, that happens. Those bathroom floors.
You know what? They're creative. These guys are
naked. It was just propped up just the right way.
They're creative. These guys are creative.
You know what, though? A good substitute, actually, for doing the act, I guess, maybe is engaging your partner and watching it. Damien live tweeted to us. He said, why do girls get mad when they catch the guy watching porn?
Shout out to Damien.
Heck yeah. Thanks for listening. But I don't get mad. I think it's like a, why aren't you spending that energy on me instead?
But why are you offended by that, though?
I'm not offended by that. I don't care. I dated a guy who did nothing but sit around my house all day and watch porn and jerk off and wait for me to get home and then fuck me.
Well, I mean, that could probably be more offensive, but I mean, I think guys are going to do it regardless, no matter what. You know what I mean? I think if it's a thing maybe to, like say if you caught me watching porn, would you be like, oh, what are you watching? Would you be like, oh.
Don't. I would totally jump on you and we would act the whole thing out.
See? But you're not like every other girl. Some girl would be like, oh, why are you watching that shit?
I think it's because they secretly want to do it. They're jealous.
Well, maybe. I think, see, that goes back to the whole jealousy thing. I think they think that because I'm watching something else that I might not be into it. Or I might not be into you and I'm looking elsewhere to fulfill some kind of need or some kind of want or whatever the case is. You know what I mean? But maybe I'm just learning a couple pointers that I want to go.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing at all.
So thanks for the tweet, Damien.
I'd rather catch you watching porn than catch you watching two girls without me or something. I don't know.
Two girls, yeah. I am a voyeur. I like watching.
Our next question. Hey, Melissa and Alex, how do you make your girl, or how do you find out if your girl is a squirter? Signed, did you pee on me? Clearly, he has some experience here.
Yeah, someone pissed on him. The heck?
First of all, I'm pretty sure any girl can squirt. You just have to get the technique right.
Yeah, I haven't been with a girl that squirted, so I can't really comment on that. But I have friends that would really try to get that way and try to find out.
I had a guy, I think he almost got me there.
Really?
But, I mean, you have to make the girl extremely comfortable so that in the event she did pee on you, it would still everything, like, you wouldn't just run out the door all disgusted.
Oh, weird. I had a friend that he was hooking up with a girl and totally she squirted and he was like, what the heck? So our friend told us a story. So her nickname is the Waterfalls.
Gosh, does she know that?
Yeah, I'm sure she knows it now. But I mean, this guy was just like all proud. He's like, what the fuck? He freaked out and she freaked out like, oh my God, I'm sorry. So she grabbed the blanket right away and like covered it up because she was embarrassed.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh fuck yeah. Because I mean, not too many people can actually really do that. You know what I mean? So
maybe we can do that on a show sometime.
Let's
tell Austin that's an idea. We're gonna
make you squirt on show.
Yeah,
on the show.
We're gonna work on that. Of course, the show is Oral Stimulation on XM 165 and SkidRowStudios.com. We're gonna go to a quick break, but we'll be back with more of your questions soon.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row app on your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Man, it's smoky in here. It's like a fucking hot box.
I can barely see my own face.
I can barely see your face.
That's because we are in the hot box, actually. And we're going to be in the hot box every Tuesday from 9 p.m. Pacific time to 10 p.m. Pacific time.
At www.skidrowstudios.com.
Yeah.
Please come get high with us.
Tune into the Love Bite, where all your kinky desires come true. Sundays, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time at SkidRowStudios.com.
Please join me, Wime Russell, here live at SkidRowStudios.com for the Devils in the Details radio show Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We cover everything from conspiracy theories to the truth movement. Please join us.
Everybody, this is Sal Rodriguez
and Chris Z of Registered Ear Offenders.
Be sure to call in live every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time
or 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on
SkidRowStudios.com.
Players be first, ladies in the line saying me first, and keeping condoms in their purse. I'm the worst when it comes to talking dirty like a jerk, but I told you how I squirt. It all comes with the worst.
The boys got my thick ass Cuban thighs, thirsty horse eyes. I open wide, let it slide.
Listen.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row iPhone app for your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real internet radio.
Is it love or lust? Man, freaking Austin. You're back with Melissa and Alex on Oral Stimulation, XM165 and SkidRowStudios.com. Every time that plays, I'm hoping he's going to change it. And it's the same. Like, that makes me blush.
Why?
I don't know. It's just
you
so...
You act like that was you screaming in the background.
It wasn't. But yeah, it's just
could
so...
Do you think you could do better than her?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
is that
really
a challenge?
Quick. Yeah, really quick. Go on cue.
What?
Moan.
Oh, I can do it. Whatever. It's no big deal.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Okay. So,
I got a little chubby now.
This week, I have got some serious lust going on.
What?
For guys who play sports.
Really?
Oh, man. I thought it was all about the NBA and the hockey players and all those people who go on strike or whatever. But seriously, if you catch a good local basketball game or something,
Actually, I've heard that from some of my female friends. They're attracted to basketball players because of the way they're built.
Just the intensity they play with.
Really?
Yeah.
Basketball, huh?
Yeah.
I guess baseball guys are kind of boring.
I mean, baseball's good too, but there's a lot more junk grabbing in the dugout than on the sidelines. There's too much adjustment going on. So I'm lusting after those guys who can just put on a jersey and jump on the court.
All right. Shout out to basketball players.
You ready to get back into the questions?
Yeah, actually.
We have a good one here. I like this one. I like when the people actually tell us their situation. So this one's from Matt. He says, I'm 23 and living in the Midwest. I found your show on Stitcher. Shout out to Stitcher. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher. We're all over the place. I've listened to almost every episode. I like what you both do. Heck yeah, we're doing something right. Basically, my problem is beating girls. I used to be really good at this, but then I got caught up in a bad eating disorder a few years ago and lost my ability to talk to women. I'm by no means a creep. I'm decently attractive, 6'1", 175, and the majority of my time is spent weightlifting or long-distance running. That's a good combination.
Yeah, seems like an athlete. Talk about something you were... A second ago?
Yeah, he says, I also like to sail, skateboard, swim, bake, and cook. Definitely another huge plus. I'm finishing up my bachelor's degree in elementary education and may start grad school in the fall for clinical counseling. I try to go to bars, coffee shops, the gym, classes, and other social places to meet women, but always act like a little bitch and do nothing. Any advice would be great. If I would guess, I would say it's my lack of confidence. First of all, props to you for not online dating. I just have to throw that out there. It seems like that's where the social recluses go.
Well, I think at that point, like the whole online dating thing is more like a convenience thing because, you know, you're constantly busy. People are always on their phones or their iPads or their computers or other cases. So you kind of get a feel of what you, maybe similar interests. It kind of filters it for you. Instead of you have to do the 21 questions yourself, like, oh, like, what's your favorite color, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, starting off with a similar interest is...
Yeah, I mean, at least you're, you know, like, 3 dates ahead.
Because, yeah, then you don't seem so creepy if you guys are both on a boat or something.
No, but I want to give him more props for everything he's done.
I
mean,
I know,
like,
right?
He kind of overcame,
cool.
He overcame, like, an eating disorder, which is for anybody, you know? Which is, I think, less in the men.
Yeah.
As opposed to women. So,
yeah,
I mean, something like that's huge.
Support out there.
You know what I mean? Like, he's very active. He's athletic. I can't even speak. And, I mean, he could bake and cook, and he's pursuing, like, an education.
Actually, maybe he can call us up, and I can take him out.
Or if he was to call up, what number would he call, Melissa?
He would call 800-893-9562.
No, I mean, it seems like he has a lot going his way, but he struggles with a lot of things that a lot of males struggle with.
I don't think it's necessarily being afraid of women or even a lack of confidence. It's just the fear of rejection.
But you know what? I think we all fear that going one way or the other.
Absolutely. People can show it in different ways. I mean, there's times when I go and I flirt with guys and I get totally shot down. And it's either because they're oblivious, which happens, or it's because they're just really not interested. And then I'm kind of left like looking a little stupid. But I mean, that can't stop you.
But I mean, the one thing I would tell Matt is like, you know, give it the good old college try. Like, he's never known unless he asks.
Yeah,
and I think that'll help build his confidence. And if not, like with the one girl, another girl, like keep practicing, keep trying. I think the one tip I could give him is, which I kind of learned with me, is keep the question simple. You know what I mean? Let a girl ask her something simple and let her talk. And the more she talks, the more she's going to feel comfortable. And then you could actually build the confidence to ask other questions like, oh, what are you doing later? Hey, can I get your number? Or do you want to hang out again?
Can I follow you home?
No, that's creeper status. Your place or mine?
Yeah, don't ask, just go.
Yeah, but see, you know what I mean? I think something like that through conversation is key, because the minute you get each other talking, you like the nerves calm down.
Yeah, definitely don't go into it thinking, oh my God, I have to impress this girl so much, she's going to want to marry me right now. Look for friendship. Look for...
It could be something as simple like, hey, social. How was your day, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you go like, hey, you look really nice. I mean, yeah, you have beautiful eyes. You know, at that point, a girl's heard that. I mean, I think they're guarded to begin with.
Sure.
So if you come something simple like, hey, how was your day? Or you look like you're having a good time. Or you look like you had a terrible day. Can I hear about it? Something is
you do that? You walk up to people and ask if they're having a bad day?
Yeah, because at that point, look at Melissa, are you having a bad day? Or you look like you're having a bad day. You could say, yes. And then like it'd be like, oh, cool, tell me about it. How bad was it? It can't be that bad, really.
What do you do when you get shot down, though? Like, what if you walk up to a girl and you're totally cool, you have the confidence, and then you fumble over your words or something, and she's just like, really?
Well, yeah. Okay. So if I came up to you and be like, hey, how was your day? And you just like look at me and like roll your eyes.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd be straight up like, oh, I could tell you're having a bad day. I knew it. I was right. You know, you find a way to kind of be creative to come back at them.
Yeah.
And even if she's just like ignoring you, I mean, then it's like on to the next one. Move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, this guy's got so much going for him.
And he seems well-rounded. And I think at that point, he could adapt to whatever girl he meets. I mean, if he's going for straight, like, Playboy models or something like that, I mean, even with Playboy models or something to that stature, he could still find a common denominator.
Playboy models are just people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If,
no. If you're going for sexy radio hosts or Playboy models.
But you get my point. It's like, no matter what, he's well-rounded where he could adapt to whatever environment he's in.
Totally. It's just a matter of putting yourself out there. So really just don't worry about it. Get started. And
Matt, honestly, it's a numbers game. Just play the numbers. The more you try, the more, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
What was that thing you and Austin had talked about before when we were talking about the book that ruined my life?
What about it?
You guys were talking. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's like a numbers game. I mean, for me, it's like, I would have put my, like, say if I'm at a club and there's like one, like I scope it out like for like an hour and there's like the one girl that I would talk to, I would never really just go up to her and like expect to want to talk to her because there's a chance she would tell me no. So I would like, you know, talk to other girls. I mean, at the end of the night, at least I'm like going home empty handed. I have a couple options. They might have a couple cute friends or, you know what I mean? One way or the other, I think it'd still proceed and move forward.
Yeah, because I mean, you talk to 9 girls.
Well, yeah. And that's always the toughest part, you know what I mean? The best way to learn in a relationship is to fail at least once or twice. I mean, I'm sure you'll say something stupid or something like that, but the point is to learn, you know what I mean?
Definitely. Keep moving forward because you're an awesome guy. You have a lot going for you. If you want me to tell you you are awesome every single day, add us on facebook.com/oralstimulationradio. And I will totally do that. I mean, that's how I got my co-host.
Yeah, you told me I was awesome.
Oh, I worked you so hard. I had to call you every day.
Now it's my turn. Now it's my turn to work that ass. Can't wait.
Such a mutually beneficial relationship.
It's not one thing, it's another, right?
Thank you, Matt, for your email. And please,
yeah, good luck. Keep us posted.
Send us an update because I want to know how this turns out.
I always like to hear stories where you fail and succeed.
And to the clit licker guy, I want to know if you had any success as well. So let's move on to our next email, which was from Keith.
Yes.
And he said, do women like when men show their vulnerable side? I get conflicting results.
Wow. That's actually pretty deep.
I've got a definite answer for this.
Okay, I want to hear.
I would say, yes, girls love it, but it completely depends on the situation. Do not start crying at a bar. Just don't do it.
Well,
because I'll
walk
away. I'll walk off with the guy who kicks you while you're crying, okay?
Well, I think that's a little too vulnerable. I mean, I don't think really that. I mean, I think a lot of guys are all, they have this whole like machismo. They're all tough and they're all hard. But I think behind closed doors, I think they are that like that teddy bear. They're soft. And I think when they show that vulnerability, I think that shows that they could trust the person they're with.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, that's one of my tactics, which sounds terrible.
No, that's okay. That's good. That's good. Like, let me give you an example. I went to a basketball game.
Okay.
I'm all about basketball tonight, huh? I went to this game. And the guy that I was there watching, his team lost.
Uh-huh.
And you could tell that he was really not happy about it. But he didn't act like a little bitch. He didn't run around and like punch things and act all crazy. Like you could tell he was a person, he had feelings and he wasn't happy with it. But it gave me the chance to cheer him up later.
Oh, I gotcha.
So it's a fine line. But I say, unless someone has died, do not cry.
Well, I think it's rough. I mean, I think at that point, it's really, if you show, I think that's too vulnerable. I think just allowing yourself to be like a little bit guarded and like to show that you kind of care, or you could say something sweet towards someone when you're not usually like that. I mean, that's my more or less my definition of being vulnerable. You know what I mean? Like if I meet you, I could be all tough with my boys, but then it could maybe like hug you or give you a little kiss on the forehead or like on the temple. And at that point,
I love that when a guy is in a group of his friends, but then he treats you differently. He treats you sweetly and he doesn't care who's watching. Oh, that's the best.
See, I mean, I think there's like a time and a place for that. But I think, you know, being vulnerable, I think that's definitely like a part where you could use it towards your side. But I mean, I wouldn't be too vulnerable where like, you know, like I'm a mess. I need you. Like that's,
yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a turn off. I've dealt with women that are like that and I can't deal with it.
That's not cute either. I'm all about people being strong, independent people and being in relationships because you complement each other, not complete each other.
No, I agree with that completely. I mean, I think the sexiest thing a woman can wear is confidence. I'm attracted to confident women. I mean,
even more than lace?
Yeah. The way a woman walks with the confidence she has with her head high strong and that swagger. I mean, at that point, well, you know, when a girl's bad, when she's a badass like that,
she
carries herself well like that. And like, she doesn't care. Like she's going to get attention whether or not like people be looking at her like, damn, she's ugly or like, damn, she's fine. Like either way. Right. But she has the confidence to walk in that manner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Either way, you're going to look whether you're a man or a woman.
That's true.
What other questions do we got? We're getting close here.
I know. Okay, I'll go faster.
I'll go faster.
Ooh, you go faster. I'll just lay there. We have one from Steven.
Pillow princess.
He says, I've been married for 7 years, but things have been very rough between my wife and I for a while now. Oh, you can hear my nose getting stuffy, huh?
I know.
Pending legal intervention.
Can't wait to take your temperature later with my penis.
We've decided that we will cohabitate in the same house as roommates/friends. I have my doubts as to the friends part, but we'll see what I can deal with for the kids. My question is, since I'm pretty sure she's getting it on with another man or has one in mind, is it socially acceptable for me to hook up? I don't want anything serious, but it would be great to have someone to spend time with where I can just be myself. I would be honest with a potential hookup, but is that wrong? I would say,
yeah, these got deeper and deeper.
I know. To answer your question completely literally, is it socially acceptable? That really depends on the social circle that you're in. There are, of course, websites that cater to married dating or cheating or, you know, secretive relationships. So clearly there's people out there doing it. I wouldn't take the person off the website to your next family picnic. You know, I mean, your aunts and uncles might look at you sideways, but you know, I would really say before you start looking for another person to fulfill your needs, work on yourself first.
Actually, you're smart. That's a good place to start, is through yourself.
You know, I mean, you can start with some self-help books, or, you know, it might even help to contact a counselor so that you really can focus on getting your own head straight without the pressure of a potential hookup.
See, which I think anybody, I mean, it sounds good, fine and dandy, but I mean, my pride, I don't know if I would go see a counselor. I mean, like, you know, guys are cool and tough. Like, the number one place people usually go to for therapy is where? To the bar. They'll start drinking.
Yeah.
And at least that covers up a little bit of the pain, not fully, but temporarily, you know what I mean? And they want that numbing effect constantly. And then obviously, I mean, that's on like some kind of substance abuse, you know, one way or the other.
But like, yeah, I mean, alcohol. Okay, if you're not going to go leave the house to look for a counselor, there's online support groups. There's things you can do, but definitely do not look to another person.
Yeah, sometimes they go to their peers, right? I mean, do you think people put a lot of stress on their friends? Or?
Yeah, I mean, having been through a divorce, I can tell you I've got zero friends that were, you know, couples that my ex-husband and I were friends with and now are, that I'm still talking to. It just, and it's not that I did anything wrong.
Yeah.
I probably did, but I mean, it's just divorce changes you. It changes your entire outlook. It changes your entire social situation. You're no longer the married couple hanging out with married couples. You're now an individual. And of course, individuals have different goals.
Yeah.
You know, well, okay. My married friends don't want to go look for hot Asian guys.
Okay, let's put that behind us, because obviously that's like something in the past. Like, how can somebody rebound from that? Like, how do you rebound from like, what was his question? Like, can he be honest with, I think he should be honest and tell the person, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with
okay.
it.
Okay, if you're really looking for a hookup, fine, go find a hookup, but don't expect anything long-term from that person. Don't expect them to fix you emotionally. I mean, you've either got to go the direction of talking and working things out with a person or hooking up with a person. I don't think they blend well.
Well, no, I mean,
in that situation.
I guess in a way you answered it, right? You want to really focus on yourself. If you have certain needs that you need met, you need to find out like if something's wrong or if you need something fulfilled. And at that point, when you look in the mirror and you figure out what you need fixed, that way you can move forward and try to fix it or find somebody to fill that void that you need.
Yeah,
it might be temporary, it might be long-term. Maybe, you know, it can benefit both of you guys.
I mean, you mentioned that you have kids. Put your energy there. Focus on that, you know, build those relationships up. And then everything else will kind of fall into place. Even if you don't have the strength right now to focus on yourself or do the work that you need to do.
Yeah.
You know, do it for them. Be strong for them.
But I think it's still kind of tough though, because I mean, maybe he's together for the kids and maybe it's financially better that they know for everything or that they stay together, but it's still kind of tough. I mean,
if you're not happy, if you're living in a roommate friend situation, you're both going to be miserable. You're both going to resent each other more than you do. Just get out.
I agree. It's always easier said than done though, right?
But it can be done.
No, I agree.
I did it.
I think that's the best thing to do is to get out of it if you can. I mean, you're right. You're going to take a couple steps back. I mean, there's going to be that constant struggle throughout. But at the end of the day, you're going to be a stronger person, a better person.
If you're living in a time in your life where you hate yourself and you hate your life, and it's a consistent thing, think right now about all the days you've lost just this week.
You're right.
Just being miserable. You don't get those days back. You don't look ahead and say, 3 months from now, I'm going to be happy. So I'll just be miserable now. And then everything's going to change 3 months from now. Work on yourself, work on your life. Make sure you're happy every day.
Well, I think that's where a lot of people lose sight of themselves. Like, I think they turn to other people to make them happy. Whether it be like, you know, I need you to do this. That makes me happy.
Yeah. Chocolate makes me happy.
You know what I mean? At that point, it's like you need to look within yourself what actually really makes you happy. Whether it be like going to the gym, whether it be like, I know, traveling.
The thing is, once you figure this out, once you figure out that really happiness and peace comes from within, it's such an enlightened feeling.
Right? It falls into place. All the puzzle pieces fall into place.
And you can hear that 100 times over, but until it actually clicks for you, you're not going to know it. I mean, I know this is so off topic for our regular oral stimulation listeners, but I really feel like the message needs to get out there. If you're looking for positivity, if you're looking for the right direction in your life, it starts from within.
Yeah.
And just write a list, start taking baby steps, but move in the direction that you want to be in. There's people who are out there living their dreams every day. You should be one of them.
Wow. I'm speechless. Look Ta-da. At you. Well, no, I mean, not only that, you start with yourself, and if not yourself, within your surroundings. You know, I'm mm-hmm. a firm believer, you put yourself around positive people, you become a positive person.
Yeah.
I mean, do you expect yourself to be a better person if you're hanging out in like random places where they're all like low lives?
People.
Yeah. Misery loves company. Don't be drawn down by that. You know what I mean? Stay positive. Move
no, that's
forward.
A great point. If your goal is to be single, to be a good dad, to build yourself up for your kids, put yourself in that direction. Don't look for other people who are miserable in their marriage and looking to be secretive, because that is not going to help you towards your goal. You're gonna find a crutch, but you're not going to find what you're looking for.
Yeah, if anything, you could always hit up at Melodic Mike on YouTube. That guy's got Mr. Positivity himself.
Mr. Positivity.
Yeah,
yes,
if anybody's having a bad day, seriously, at Melodic Mike at whatever his YouTube
or
channel.
Or tips on swag. It's not swag, it's class. Yeah. All right. But let's move on. It sounds like our next question from Jen is kind of related to this one. How soon is too soon to start dating after a breakup from a previous relationship? I have a crazy sister who likes to jump from one relationship to the next, but I think she should slow down and take some time for herself. How can I tell her that she's just not ready?
Well,
sounds like her sister needs to be in a relationship constantly. Well, I have friends that are like that. Yeah. They constantly need one, like men and women. They constantly need somebody there. They really, really need to rely on somebody.
That is true. Luckily for the sister, it's not her problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool that she's looking out for her sister, but it's really not up to her to decide. I mean, you don't really know what's going on in those past relationships. You know, even if she's telling you everything that went on and my boyfriend was so horrible and I'm so miserable, blah, 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 you're still only hearing half the story.
Yeah, there's both sides to it. You're right.
So it's like, I don't know. My advice to Jen is just let your sister do her thing and support her.
Well, no, it kind of goes back to what we just said. It's like it starts within herself. Her sister needs to find herself.
Yeah.
I mean, she needs to find out what she likes. See, you know how you talked about how she jumps from one relationship to another. I call that transitional relationships. Because you transition from one person to another and you found out, you learn a lot about yourself. Like what you like, what you don't like, what you're looking for, what you're really not into. You know, and that's something you could take forward into your next relationship. It's like, I really like a guy that's athletic, like you were talking about. Or you like a guy that, you hate a guy that's this way or that way. I think those are times where you learn more about yourself. Maybe for her, she just needs to learn it through relationships, not really directly on her own, but maybe, you know, she'll like take all those guys and think of the perfect guy and maybe meet the perfect guy, or the perfect guy will find her.
Until she's walking down the aisle, let her do whatever she wants. Right?
Well, maybe Jen is the shoulder to cry on every freaking time.
Well, maybe she's just sick of that.
Yeah, maybe she's just like, you know what? Like, work on yourself.
Lift yourself up, Jen. Don't allow your sister to drag you down through her crazy relationships. Should we do one more real quick here?
Do we have time?
I think we do.
All right, something really quick.
This one came for Alex specifically.
For me.
It says, my girlfriend of 3 months cheated on me shortly after we decided to commit to each other. Then I caught her in bed with my cousin. She said they've always been close and best friends do that kind of stuff all the time, but I don't think she should be allowed to just kiss whoever she wants to. She says it's okay since it was just another girl. I don't know if I can ever trust my cousin again, but I really love this girl. She's my whole life. How can I get rid of my cousin so I can be happy again? Signed, Big Mo in the 714.
What the heck? So this guy.
Sort this all out.
Okay, so this guy hooks up with this girl, and the girl's good friends with his cousin, which is a girl?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
And they end up hooking up together.
And now he wants to off the cousin. So he can be happy with the girlfriend of 3 months.
Dude, I think he should find another girl, even though he's like crazy in love with her. She doesn't know what she wants. She wants to be with another girl, but then be with him. I'm sure she probably has things fulfilled one way or the other, you know, either with the guy or with the girl, but
just let her go. She's crazy.
I would find another girl. Find a girl that'll love you for who you are. Big Mo and the 714.
Great advice. I've had so much fun answering these questions.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. We get a lot of feedback. I know very rarely we respond back to, or well, we respond via email, or we'll bring them on air. It was cool to do a whole show on it, you know what I mean? To
Heck
kind of
yeah.
dedicate back.
Come find us at AdultCon on Saturday night. Check us out at Oral Stim on Twitter, oralstim@gmail.com, facebook.com/oralstimulationradio.
Do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run?